Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is this the year that potentially Georgia, this is a two-part question, by the way. Is this the year potentially Georgia can beat Alabama? And then, you know, if they do that, do they have enough that they could beat Clemson if they meet them in the championship game?
You know, I did it back in the spring. I did my one of the way too early top 25s. I had Clemson number one. I had Georgia number two. I had Alabama number three. And based on Twitter reaction, you thought I ranked Alabama 33. But I'm actually convinced on Georgia. Well, I'm sure they'll go 6-6 and prove me wrong. But now I think this is the year. The fact is that the last 2 years, they could have, should have beat Alabama. They didn't. But I think a big factor for teams playing Alabama is you have to know that you can do it. And I think Georgia is in a really good spot. They returned 15 starters, 11 which were freshmen or sophomores last year. So I think that's going to add a lot to them. I think the loss to Texas in the Sugar Bowl, I think actually will benefit them because I do think Texas deserved to win. I don't think that was a fluke, but I also think Georgia didn't come in there with the right mindset. They've got 8 starters back on defense that rank second in the SEC in passing defense and total defense. And again, you look at the schedule. They get Notre Dame, toughest non-conference game at home. And then their toughest conference game is Florida in the world's largest cocktail party. So I think this is a great opportunity for Georgia. And I think Alabama is going to be, as we talked about their schedule, I think Alabama's going to go 12-0, and we'll see what happens in the SEC title game. But I think there might just be a slight regression for Alabama. And, again, when you're number one or number two every year, a slight regression means you're going to end up number three. They lost 11 players to the NFL. That's a record high for Alabama. This is the third consecutive year. Alabama have a new offensive and defensive coordinator. So I think the combination of the coaching turnover for Alabama and Georgia actually knowing that they can do it, I think that's why I think Georgia can do it. Well, now ultimately we'll have to see if that happens. And unfortunately, we're going to have to wait till December because we could have both teams undefeated when they meet in Atlanta.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.